Welcome. I am Russ Lewis alongside Max Finkelstein. We've got Westbury at Fort for the final home game of the regular season.
Now I think that's going to be the key here. Getting it inside, if you don't have the look, get it outside to the open man for the three. We saw that last game against Long Beach. They had a lot of open looks and they got heated. So. Sonnenkopf checks in and takes out Marconi, who's been a consistent starter throughout the season. What do you think that move's about?
I honestly can't tell.
As Westbury has a great steal.
Gets the steal there in transition, but it's blocked by Lewis and it's down by Westbury.
That was a great steal right there by Westbury. You know, as we see in the NBA, you know, they have huge crowds. So something like this for these high school basketball players, I think, is a huge thing. You know, they're used to having, you know, 20, 30 people at their games. There's got to be at least 100 to 200 people in this arena right now. So I think it's going to affect them greatly. I think they're going to have a great momentum because of it.
That's how Sonnenkopf hits the three, and the crowd makes a lot of noise, putting up court. 3-2 with 6 minutes to go. So here is Fraser inside. Post move, no good. And John Bellini on the rebound. Transition to Mark Daly. So Harris Sonnenkopf pumps any travel. I don't see, I think they call travel a lot, at least when in these games, a lot more than they should.
Yeah, you know, to me that looks like a pump fake and he took a step and then started dribbling. Questionable call there. It's going to go to against Port here, and we'll see how they call the game as it goes on.
And so here's Stanley McGuire. See there. Inside to Vineyard. Back outside to Vineyard again. And here we go. Inside. No good on the power in the post. And Port still fighting their offensive rebound.
Ultimately, Westbury gets the ball there, but that was a lot of fighting going on, and I think we're going to have to see a lot of that in this one, especially between the big men, because for Westbury, they got a lot. So I think that's going to have to continue, and the Port's going to have to get physical in this one.
So all about the turnover by Port. East Meadow takes the ball with just over 5 minutes left and a one-point lead.
Great pass right there. I think that's something Port's been consistently good at, finding those lanes and getting those open passes in for easy scores.
So here's Stanley McGuire. Inside to Tyreek Fraser. And the shot by Fraser is no good. As Spear is on the rebound and there in transition. Court to Blake Williams. Transition, and they're going to call a travel on Westbury.
you know, to me, it's a travel, they called it, but I think that could have been a blocking foul on Port. So Port gets away with a questionable call there, as they call another travel in this one. So those will just keep getting tallied up. Those rebounds are key, and that's what they're going to have to keep doing to win. And he has a couple right now, and it's only the first quarter.
So East Meadow with the ball. And for three, it's no good. And Ben Spear on the rebound. Pass outside from Daly to Sonic Clark. It's no good. Westbury with the rebound. Vikings take possession.
3-10, first quarter. Vikings lead Dragon 5-4.
Mark Daly took possession. He's running the point for this one. Inside to Lewis and in.
We mentioned the crowd is going to be a big impact here in this one, but I heard one chant from the crowd that I have to mention. They chanted, "We want Ang." So we wanted to see Ang and John playoff season. So does the crowd. It's senior night. Maybe he'll get in. As Ang will check in for the Vikings. Ang and John checks in for Ben Spear and Lewis Blakeman. I'm sorry. Ang and John checks in for Lewis. And I think if they continue that, they'll get more easy points just like they did. You know, Westbury's playing very aggressive on defense, so getting those quick passes, moving the ball around is really going to help combat that, and I think they're doing a good job of that so far.
Ben Spear guarding inside Westbury. The shot no good. Stanley McGuire.
Basket is good.
Gets the rebound and one. Able to put it in and draws the foul.
Fouls on number 33, Ang and John Levent, his first. Vikings first. Shooting one, Stanley McGlory.
Ben Spear, John Delaney, and Ang and John Levent. Sonic Clark. Angle John. Sonic Clark again. Looks like Kevin Clark. The higher Sonic Clark tries a three and it's no good. But Angle John goes through there. Puts it up and it falls.
And the crowd goes wild, Frank, as he puts his points on the board. So Westbury will take the ball down the court as Port leads 12-9 in the final minute of the first quarter. Three-pointer by Westbury is no good. Basket rolled around the basket and ankle bring it down. Passes to Spear, drives inside, and they'll call a travel on that. I don't think that was a travel. Give me your thoughts on that.
I think they're just locking their feet the whole time. And every time they take a step without dribbling, it's a travel.
I don't agree with that one.
I think it's a little much.
As senior Tyler Farico passed the ball in, Westbury driving down the court as 30 seconds left in the first quarter. They'll give it up, and it looks like they're going to wait it out as long as they can. Westbury up top, guarded by Bellini. They're going to drive, pass outside. They'll drive inside, big move, and the basket good by Tyreek Frazier of Westbury.
So 10 seconds left. They can hold it for the last second.
As they'll find Daly open, and looked like a foul there on that last shot.
And they called the foul. They called the foul.
Late foul called on the final second. There will be 0.5 seconds left on the clock. As Daly will shoot three here. And the first one is good from Mark Daly. Second shot, no good from Mark Daly. He's been pretty good at the line so far for us this year.
Yeah, he's been really good, very consistent.
As the third shot is underway. That draws an end to the first quarter here. Port leads 13-11.
We'll be back after this.
As the second quarter is on its way, Westbury will get the ball to start. Westbury inbounds it. Westbury up top, looks outside on the perimeter. As they get it to their big man up top, who will fake it and drive inside on Spear. Basket good for Westbury's
Eric Sonberg.
Westbury ties things up 13-13 with 7:30 left. Port moving the ball very nicely. They'll get inside to Enk on the foul line. They'll put up a wacky looking shot, but basket good by Engenjohn Levent.
He's good shot selection in this quarter for two.
As Westbury puts up a shot from the foul line. Basket good from Jordan Redd of Westbury. For Port, they'll pass it to Enk again. Enk will have a clear look, fake, but it'll get intercepted by Tyreek Frazier of Westbury. Westbury will drive down the court. Look, fake, up top, big man up top. Basket off the backboard and in for 3 points as Westbury will take the lead 18-15. As Port will retaliate with a two-pointer of their own, Ben Spear inside. Westbury driving down the court. Jordan Redd, point guard. He'll pass it out and they'll drive inside. Basket no good. Great defense by Engenjohn as Mark Daly will drive down the court. He's keeping his head down, going to the basket. And great shot there, good for Mark Daly as Westbury will take a timeout. 6:21 left in the second quarter. Vikings lead 19-18.
Had a great up and under finish. And Westbury takes his time out there first of the game.
I think this is where having the senior night crowd is going to play effect. When the Vikings are getting hot, it's just going to fuel their fire. As this timeout gets underway, what's one thing that you think Port needs to keep doing to stay with the lead?
Just need to play physical. You know, with Engenjohn Levent,
Blake Manning on Ben Spears. They have a lot of guys who can really get down low and pull this thing. And use that to your advantage. Either shoot it in there if you have an opportunity, or if you get doubled, pass it out to the guys outside, the smaller guys like the Manning, the Harrison, the Sargent, the Tony, and they could
take the lead.
Absolutely agree there as Westbury will inbound the ball. Westbury getting it in Therese Frazier. They're going to get it out to Red. Red's going to bring it up, guarded by Bellini. Pretty close as they'll set a pick on Bellini. Basket airballed from Tyler Red. Basket no good. Correction, Jordan Red was the air ball there. Portal pass it in. Bellini looking tired. He's screaming to his crowd. As they'll get it out to Mark Daly in the corner. Into Matthew Smith. Blocked by Tyreek Frazier of Westbury. They'll have a fast break. Foul committed before the shot. Or they're going to call it in the process of the shot. Foul committed by Brandon Caswell, Jr. for the Vikings.
Caswell, his first, the team's first.
You gotta get to transition because that's what they like to do. They like to get their defense, make their offense.
And we've seen once those guards get hot hitting threes, that's where Port really shines. Once they get those back-to-back threes, that really puts a dagger in things. As another foul will be called on number 20. Number 25, Herrick Steinberg. So as we look at Port, they have Brandon Caswell, Johnny Bellini, Mark Daly, Ben Spear, and Matthew Schmitz on the court for them. As they'll look in the corner for three with Schmitz, they'll get up top to Daly. Daly shot off the front iron, no good. Brandon Caswell have it up top. They'll get it inside wide open for Daly for 2 points there as the Vikings go up 21-18 with 5:15 left in the second quarter. Westboro get the ball around. Red will get the basket in for Westbury. As Mark Daly is looking for Ben Spear wide open in the paint. Basket in and out, tipped up by both teams. And Porter gets the rebound. Brandon Caswell going inside. As Bellini nails the three-pointer. Port goes up 24-20. Great rebound by Mark Daly there. It's put on the fast break off Mark Daly's foot. Out of bounds. As that'll be called out of bounds off of Port. Westbury will maintain and will receive possession. And they'll look to inbound it with 4:34 left in the second quarter. Some disagreement from Coach Dooley. As Westbury inbounds it. Good press by Port here. Jordan Red bringing the ball up for Westbury. And Bellini will tip that ball, but it'll be maintained by Westbury. Basket way off the mark as they'll have a fast break with Bellini. Bellini is fat. They're gonna call a charge as the basket is good from Bellini. I didn't really see that one clear. The crowd of going nuts. Coach Dooley going nuts. What are your thoughts on that right there?
I thought they didn't have their feet set. I thought that was a definite knock foul.
And I thought it was a knock for Westbury number 14, Kevin Bertrand. He replaces
and that might be one of the most absurd calls I've seen calling the game. His feet were nowhere near set.
Yeah, he was in the air. He was trying to contest the shot.
Port crowd goes nuts on that one as they'll play pretty close feet as Port will get beat on D there as Red is down in the paint. They'll get the ball up top to Jameer Washington as he'll drive on Brandon Caswell. Shot good off the back as Port will bring the ball down. Mark Daly at point. Looks behind him for Brandon Caswell. He will drive inside. shot intercepted by Westbury as they'll call a recent foul on Lewis Blakeman. That one looks like a good call to me there.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Fouls on Vikings number 21, Lewis Blakeman, his first. The team.
I think the only call you can compare that to is all the travel calls.
3:30 to go in the first
half.
Vikings lead.
You know, these refs, they're high school refs. They're doing a good job as best as they can. And the wild shot tipped out by Blakeman. No one will be back on D, but they come down on D. Shot contested and no good from Westbury. Quan Vineyard. Fast break support here. So we're saying the refs here are just trying to do their best. You got to cut them some slack as they're going to call a foul on the ground on Westbury. Portal then down the ball. I think they're just doing the best they can, and at the end of the day, that's fine. As Matthew Smith will check out, and Ben Steele checks back in, a basket good for the Vikings. They lead 26-22 with 3:19 left in the second quarter. As the basket, well contested on defense, no good by Westbury, as Tyreek Frazier will be called for the travel. And that looks like a good travel to me there. That was a clear travel. He did a 360 spin in the paint. I like that call there. I think the thing giving Port the biggest advantage here is that they're playing very, very, very close defense from Westbury. And that's leading to the guys being open and then getting the ball out to them. So I like this aggressive defense thing from Westbury because it's giving Port easy shots. Port crowd went wild, the Port team went wild. I think that brought them, you know, energized and upbeat. And I think they've just been finding open lanes, open shots. And I think when Port has that, plus the great strong rebounding by their big men inside, I think that's the key to their success. And I think they're doing a great job right now.
And in these last few minutes after that foul call, it looks like Port has really out-physical Westbury.
Yeah, as I said before the game in our pregame show, I thought Port was going to get nailed on the aggressiveness side of this one, but they're holding their own and they're doing a pretty great job. Being up 10 right now, I think that's a great thing to have going into halftime. One guy we haven't seen very often in this one is Joe Malconian, who's been a consistent starter for them. He came out early with almost less than a minute of playing time in the first quarter. We'll have to look into that more at halftime, but we'll have more on that for you as the third quarter comes about. I think at this point, Westbury's just trying to cut that gap as close as they can going into halftime. Call over the back foul there on Port Harris Sonicar. That one looks clear as day there. That was a clear foul, and Westfield get another shot with 10 seconds left in the half. Back-to-back quarters where with the last second to go, there's been a foul called, so Westbury will shoot two. And Port really can't do anything with 0.8 seconds.
His first, the team's sixth. Shooting two in the line for Westbury, Theron Vignard.
Time scores 34-24. Vikings lead as we have a cheerleader performance and a quartet performance on the way. We'll be back for you in the third quarter of this great senior night game. I think it's been the aggressiveness, the physicality of the big men, and just finding those clear open lanes and getting those open shots.
There's a lot of ball movement in that first half, and it's led to a lot of success. So, anything else you got to say?
I think we're going to look into what's the deal with Joe Melkonian and why he's not getting so much minutes. Maybe he's hurt, maybe he's sick. We don't really know. We'll find out more on that. But I like the use of Coach Dooley using his seniors here. It's their last home game, potentially. And we'll see how the things play out for Port.
All right, we'll be back in the second half. And welcome back. I'm Russell Newberg from the Waterside Max Fickle Center. We'll start the second half. Pull up for 10 for the lead, 34-24. And Westbury will get the ball
I think it's been a very exciting game here for Pruitt on their senior night. So far, we've seen offensive battles, defensive battles, turnover. And as Westbury inbounds the ball here, it's going to be an exciting second half. Seen in this gym. First realize it, and I think I'm now starting to put the puzzle together on Joe Marconian. I'm going to believe to be and announce that he is injured in this one. He is going over to the bench, getting some ice for an apparent injury, and that is why we have not seen as much of Joe Marconian as we would expect on senior night. So he's out with an injury. Signing Carr has been doing a pretty good job in his place. Something they gotta do though. They can't afford to lose the ball on silly plays like that, especially with the score being 44-29. There's only about 13 minutes left to play in the whole game, so they take a timeout. It looks to be just to maintain possession, but we'll see as they come out in timeout what they could draw up and how they could try and mount a comeback. What's one thing you think that they could do to start a comeback? Portal stick with this original lineup from the beginning of the quarter. With this starting lineup, minus Joe Melkonian.
Johnny Bellini.
So what you said would work for the Dragons here is turning out good for the Vikings as they're hitting three-pointers like it's nothing, and they'll get a great rebound there. Sloppy play there by Port. I don't think it'll affect him, you know, at the end of this one. The Westbury bench just looks defeated, and it's not even over yet. There's still a lot of time on the board, but they just don't have that same energy that they did have in the first quarter. Their coach even seems a little defeated, a little less aggressive in this third quarter. Has one more free throw, and Angel Levent will check in for the Vikings, as well as Matthew Smith, as Sonic Blair will take a seat along with Lewis Blakeman. So for Port, Mark Daly brings it down. He'll look to Ank, passes to Bellini. Smith in the corner for three. Smith will get it inside to Bellini, who will have Spear wide open next to him on the block, and basket good from Ben Spear. Bellini racks up the assist, as Westbury will have the ball on offense. Westbury has the ball up top in the corner. Pass tipped by Bellini. Fast break for the Vikings. Daly wide open bucket. Basket good. Fast break, Mark Daly.
The assist to Johnny Bellini.
Johnny Bellini, another assist there. How do you think this ball movement and passing is playing out for Port? And another steal there by Port on a fast break for John Bellini. Basket good, assist from Ben Spear as Westbury will take a timeout with 1:44 left in the third quarter. Port leads 55-36.
44 to go in the third quarter. Vikings lead 55-36.
I don't understand what's going on. Court's just taking the momentum that they have and putting it up multiplied by, I don't even know a number, but they are playing great right now on all areas of play. So the lineup Port will go with for the rest of the third quarter looks to be Spear, Daly, Bellini, Schmitz, and Big Ant. Let's see what Port can do coming out of this timeout as Westbury hopes to get something going as they are losing 19-point deficit. So Westbury will inbound it. Jordan Redd inbounds the ball for Westbury. Guarded by Bellini. They're trying to push the pace. Tempo. Shot by Westbury. No good. Good defense by Spear as they'll get the rebound. And shot. Put up block by Westbury. No good. Westbury will bring it back up top. Resets. Looks in the corner for three. And they're going to call a blocking foul on Ben Spear. Westbury will have the ball on the ground. You like that call there? What do you think about it?
End of the game for the Vikings. Lewis Blakeman replaces Ben Spear.
Lewis Blakeman will check in for Spear. As we have 1:26 left in the third quarter. Score remains 55-36. As they'll call another foul on Port Matthew Schmitz.
That's his first.
Shot no good. Ball will be on the ground. As Westbury inbounds. Put it up top. Up top. Goes to the corner. Guarded by Mark Daly. Westbury will bring the ball around to the top of the hoop. Angel closely guarding. They'll pass it to the corner. And they'll stay beyond that three-point line. Deep three. Shot no good from Jordan Redd of Westbury. One thing I'm noticing, they're not getting past the three-point line, pushing into the paint. They're only looking for those open threes, and I don't think that's the way that they're going to cut this deficit. Great look from Daly, but shot no good. Westbury gets the rebound and drive down the court with 36 seconds left. In the quarter. Quarter three, no good from Westbury. Stanley McGlure. Shot good from John Bellini off the fast break. As Port leads grows to 59-36. As we have 10 seconds left in quarter number three, Westbury looks to hold it out. Hopefully put some points on the board as Bellini tips it away, but Westbury will maintain possession. 1 second left, shot, no good, as Port leads 57-36. We will be back for the fourth quarter in just a minute. As the fourth and final quarter underway, Port will inbound it, and this could be the final quarter on this home court for the Vikings, as Smith will get in the corner, passes it up to Ank. Ank, great pass across the court to Bellini. Bellini in the corner, ball tipped, out of bounds, Port will maintain possession. As Bellini will drive inside, shot blocked by Westbury's Tyreek Frazier. Port will maintain possession, three-pointer open for Bellini as the three-pointer is good, and this lead just keeps getting uglier and uglier. Westbury is going to drive in. Schmitz on the ground. Schmitz staying on the ground, and shot eventually will go in. Schmitz gets up. Thought that could have been a charge. doesn't really matter for Port as Schmitz will get the ball up top. Schwartz is in front of for Ank. Ank will put a nice move. Spinning. Jump step. Shot. Pass to Bellini. Shot from the three for Ank off the side of the backboard. Little off there. Ank will shake it off as he gets back for D. Blakeman, the only one on D. And wild shot thrown up in the air for Westbury, as they're going to call a foul off the ball, loose ball foul for number 25 of Westbury, Eric Steinberg. Port will maintain possession as they'll inbound it here. So it'll be Ank bringing the ball up for the Vikings as he'll look to go to the right corner, passes it to Daly. Daly will bring it around, finds Ank open. Ank bobbles the pass. Hook shot from Ank is good. Ank putting points on the board. It's nice seeing an all-senior group out there at some points in this game. I think it's a nice thing for them to have. As Blakeman with the block, he'll pass it out to Daly, who'll have the fast break. Finds Bellini open in the corner. Give it out to Matt Schmitz up top. Ank will dribble, put up the three-pointer. Shot no good for Engins on the bench. As the shot from Westbury is no good. Three-pointer no good. As Port will get the ball down the court. Ank will have the ball wide open. Behind the back pass. Bounce pass to Bellini. In and out for the three-pointer. Ank will get the rebound. Ank will put the basket up. And Ank is fired up. And the pass will be tipped from Westbury. Westbury will maintain possession as they get it up top. Wide open three. Westbury's shot is no good. Westbury will bring the ball up. Pass followed by Daly. Port will bring the ball up. Followed by Daly. Daly will get it out to the corner for Matt Smith. Blakeman up top. Fakes. Drives inside. Shot from Blakeman is no good. Tipped out of bounds by Port as Westbury will take possession. Taking a seat for Port will be Matt Smith and Mark Daly, and checking in will be Harris Sonnenklar and Ben Spear. So, an all-senior group out there for the Vikings at this point. Bellini, Sonnenklar, Spear, Blakeman, and Engenjohn. Let's see how they can do it. And what could be their last minutes at home of the season. As Westbury will drive inside, basket good from Jordan Redd. They're cut the lead. Port's lead now to 64-40 with less than 5 minutes left in the game. As Spear will make a nice move inside. On to Luke Frazier. Back is good from Ben Spear. Pass tipped away. And they'll call out of bounds on John Bellini. As Westbury will get the ball on their own side of the court. Westbury will set the inbound. Westbury inbounds it. Shot, three-pointer, off the mark, no good. Spear with the rebound. Spear's going to look down court. He's driving past the Sonnenklar, is no good. Block. So Vikings will keep possession.
He replaces Stanley McGlory.
Stanley McGlory will take a seat as Nashawn Grafton will check in. Senior forward Westbury. Sonnenklar will pass it up top to Ank. Ank will drive, pick set by Spear. Spear posting up. Spear's going to call a reaching foul on Westbury's number 42, Tyreek Frazier. Port will maintain possession as they pass it in there. So, 4 minutes and 24 seconds left. Vikings lead 66-40. Do you think they're going to get this win? What do they need to do to make sure they get this win? Three-pointer good from Sonnenklar there as triple team there. Great defense by Port. And they're going to call a traveling violation on Westbury. Westbury will make sub and Port will be set to inbound the ball. So Bellini brings it up. Pass to Ank. Ank from the elbow. Shot is good from Engenjohn. And they're just building this lead. 4 minutes left. 71-40. Engenjohn guarding closely on defense. Great D there by Engenjohn. Shot no good. Sonnenklar fast break. Pass to Engenjohn. Engenjohn wide open. Basket good. I like seeing this. Engenjohn just racking up those points as Westbrook called a timeout. Two remaining. 73-40. Vikings lead with 3:46 in the quarter. As the Dragons are set to take a full timeout, we will be right back after this one. As Westbrook bring the ball up, they're going to get it inside to their big man, Terry Frazier, but he'll be double teamed by Blakeman and Spear. Spear boxing out, great move, but Westbrook gets their own rebound, puts the shot back up, shot good from Weston Colbert. Westbury putting two more points on the board as Mourinho bring the ball up for Port. Spear in the corner, looks for the three, fakes, drives inside, finds Blakeman open. Blakeman will dribble inside, fast and good from Lewis Blakeman. Assist from Ben Spear there as Lewis puts the basket in. Westbury, Terry Frazier making a move. Basket good over the heads of Blakeman and Spear. You know, I think at this point, it's time to just have some fun. Both these teams, they know the outcome of this game is pretty much set. As it looks to be that Port is going to make a big sub. Meet four guys. As ankles stay in, joined by Brandon Caslow, Jacob Katz, Matthew Smith, and Chris Bradbury. A lot of guys that haven't had much playing time this season. Great to see as they get a standing ovation as the seniors exit and the youth check in. Yeah. Sloppy play by these young guys here for Port as they're going to get a quick turnover there. That could have been avoidable, but at this point again, outcome's pretty much set. As Matthew Smith will commit a foul there. At this point, guys, just... yeah. And you gotta be honest, from a Port standpoint, you have about 30 points. You gotta let him have some shots here. You're right. I thought it was a dead ball. As Westbury will shoot another foul shot. No kickball violation calls? I don't know about that one. Seems to be clear right off the foot of Westbury, but...
Thank you.
pretty much know the outcome of this one. I want to pose a question here before we finish this one out. Portland played a lot of great basketball over the course of the games we called, and even beyond that. What is the one senior you think they're really going to miss next year?
Mark Taylor. He's their primary goal maker. And
for me, I completely agree with you there. I'm going to give another guy just so we have a little bit of variety. But for me, it's going to be Ben Spear. If you look at this team from Port, the only other big man that's on their roster that's not a senior is Jacob Katz. And
you got Matt Schmitz.
You got Matt Schmitz, but I'm talking about big physical men that I think can really step into the role. And the only one I really see is Jacob Katz there. I think losing Ben Spear is going to be a great big loss. You know, he's good on defense. He's big in the paint, putting up offensive scoring, and I think that's going to be a big loss for Fort. And the seniors are excited on the bench of Fort, watching these seniors put up these points. Making their way to the exit as Bradbury misses his first shot.
Into the game for Pratt is number two, Jameer Washington. He replaces Nashawn Grafton.
I think it was huge. A lot of times where, you know, you might not have taken a shot or you might not have made a pass, I think the crowd really puts you in a position to make that pass or take that shot. And I think that they played a great effect in this game. As this one's going to be over, Port will run it out. As Port wins 82-50. But back to what you were saying, you hear the noise here. I think it was a great game across the board.
Please remember to take any car box you've taken on the way in and drop them on the boxes on the way out. Have a great one, get all day.
I think it's been a great season from Port overall, and I'm excited to see what they can do in the playoffs. So that's going to be all here from us tonight. Threat Radio on WBHT, Fort Washington. Have a great night.